Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kim Heller and she directs the Ottoman County Hospital Foundation. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning.
Kim, I was sort of excited when I saw on the web that you are having a trivia night. Tell us about trivia night.
Well, we're kind of adding on to what Exira already does with their trivia. It's going to be around eight. There's going to be eight rounds with eight questions. The night will include special puzzles and riddles. You don't have to be a trivia whiz. It's just going to be a lot of fun, all to raise funds to support the purchase of new equipment at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital.
It sounds, like everybody could join in on this. And when and where, what time?
It's at the Exira Rec Center on October 28th. That's a Saturday night. You can register at the door. The doors open at 6:30, and trivia starts at 7. It's $80 for a table of eight people, and there will be snacks provided for a cash donation, and then there's also a cash bar that will be open as well.
Okay, so you can have fun and eat, and I'm guessing a lot of socializing and a lot of laughing.
Absolutely, and we're hoping to have quite a few of the new physicians that are at the hospital at the evening as well, just to meet and greet and also participate in the trivia night.
So. Okay, I'm thinking that puts the pressure on. How smart are you? But a lot of fun and a good opportunity then for people to get acquainted with the physicians there if they don't know them already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and it sounds like you've put it, it's a little different twist. It's not just what you know about what's, history, geography, whatever, that it's kind of beyond that.
Yep, there will be different categories for each round, and I'm not going to divulge any categories.
Okay.
I've heard that people use the internet and are Googling
sure.
To find out some of those answers. But yeah, there will be a variety of questions asked. So
is there a rule that says that you can't have your phone with you to Google while you're playing?
There will be a phone rule. Yep.
So makes sense to me. Yes. What do you want to know? Well, you just go to the internet. So, and sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not, sorry to say. But it sounds like a really fun kind of thing. So you said this is something that Exira does. This is sort of an ongoing thing that's done around the community?
Yep, Exira typically does a trivia night throughout the fall. As a foundation, we've done quite a few events in Audubon, and just wanting to, meet and greet with people in the southern part of the county.
Sure.
This will be the first fundraiser that I've actually done in Exira, and including those Exira medical folk, and so we're really excited about
In just a minute, talk more about the foundation. But before that, you talked about getting acquainted with physicians. You have a new one.
We do. We have several new family practice physicians.
Okay.
Dr. Stubbs has been here for, maybe just about a year. And then we have Dr. Stephanie Vampola, who's been meeting in the Exira Medical Clinic and Audubon Healthcare Clinic. She started on August 1st. And then our brand new general surgeon who will be at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. He's actually the very first general surgeon that the hospital's ever employed. So we're really excited to have him. He's a great, great addition to our team.
Yes. And in addition to meeting him on the 28th, you actually have a chance to meet him before that.
Correct. He has. We're opening up the hospital at 9:30 on October 23rd. That's Monday, just for a meet and greet chamber coffee. That's open to the public, so everyone's welcome to attend.
Okay, great to get acquainted. I don't know, probably not you, Kim, but sometimes I think some of us are going, oh, this is a doctor, this is a physician, and we sort of step back and going, oh, are they a real person? So this kind of takes that away because, they are real people and enjoy all the things that other people do. So great chance to get acquainted. So, Kim, I know that, many hospitals have foundations, and they're really, really important. What are some of the things that you have, this foundation has done for the Ottoman County Community Hospital?
We're really focusing on the foundation purchasing equipment that involves patient care. We're constantly changing, technology's changing, So there's always new equipment and services that we'd like to offer that we can bring, you know, to the rural setting and keep people using the hospital facilities in Audubon as opposed to traveling, you know, to mm-hmm. Omaha or Des Moines. And there's a lot of those services that we offer here, and you get great medical care, and then, you know, you miss out on having to drive that, you know, 30 miles at least. So,
it's time, right. Time, energy, money to travel. So, and close to home, I think you're just more comfortable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Kim, I'm thinking that maybe this, my question is, how new a field is this for you, getting acquainted with all the different kinds of equipment that there might be? Not that you know how to operate all of them, probably, but just kind of getting acquainted with the names and the purposes.
Well, you know, I really rely on the hospital staff and all of the department heads and administration here at the hospital. My office is in the hospital, so I'm constantly, you know, talking with all of the supervisors and just kind of making the rounds. And I feel like we have a pretty good relationship with if they need something. You know, mm-hmm. as a department head, and if you have a new special piece of equipment that you want and you might have the ability to get that right away, people are asking me, you know, constantly what they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, you know, I rely on them to get all of the best.
Sure, sure. With the knowledge of all those kinds of things. So, yeah. Kim, now this is Trivia Night. It is a fundraiser mm-hmm. on October 28th, but your foundation does a number of different activities.
We do. This last year we did, we do book fairs, you know, consistently. We have one coming up on November 1st. It's on a Wednesday. So if you want to get a head start on Christmas shopping, that's a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. There's books and electronics, cookbooks, toys and gifts for kids of all ages. That's something that we do a couple of times a year. We also do a golf tournament. We did a helicopter ball drop this year during the T-Bone celebration. We're just constantly thinking of new ways to get the foundation's name out there and also just raise as much money as possible to support the hospital.
And is the foundation, the sponsor, connected with the mud races or whatever at the county fair? Is that somebody else?
We did the mud run a couple of years ago, and we didn't do it last year.
Okay. Well, change. You know, you got to change and keep up with times.
Yeah, we might be bringing that back again at some point, but we just wanted to try some new things this year. So we have heard a lot of feedback that people would like to bring that back.
Okay.
So we'll see where that goes the next couple of years.
And, Kim, I'm sure you have a board. You have some volunteers who also mm-hmm. help make decisions about the foundation.
Yep. We have a 9-member board. The president of the board is Nate Vorm. Vice president is Derek Deist. We meet monthly, and they volunteer for all the events. They help with all of the planning. Mm-hmm. They're really just a great group of supporters of the hospital in general.
Yeah, that's what it takes for community to come together. So, Kim, remind us again about the open house or the coffee for Dr. Mayer.
It's Monday, October 23rd. At 9:30 in the morning in the Audubon County Memorial Hospital cafeteria.
Okay, that's
there will be rolls and coffee and drinks provided.
Okay, and the trivia night. What do we need to remember about that?
It's October 28th. It's Saturday night. You can register at the door. Doors open at 6:30, and trivia starts at 7.
Okay. Now you mentioned earlier that the tables are $80. Do you need to kind of put a team together, or you kind of, as people come in, you can get a team put together?
We can put a team together last minute, but if you come with a group of 8, we'll certainly get you all at the same table.
All right. Excellent. Well, we want to thank you very much, Kim Heller, who is the director for the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. And good luck with the trivia. Get your brain going, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Always do your best. What you plant now, you will harvest later.